next case, please.
This application is case number 11-428, the application of Eileen M. Mikowski. Site is located southeast of Texas Avenue, 300 feet north southwest of Bayshore Drive, approximately 1/2 mile northwest of Route 16 at Broadkill Beach, being lot 29 and 31 within North Shores. The 911 address is 109 Texas Avenue, Milton, Delaware. The tax map ID is 235, map 3.16, parcel number 5, and they're requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 5.2-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the dwelling, and they're requesting a 10.1-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the deck. Both the deck and dwelling are already existing, I believe. And to date, we have received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and one mail return. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Lank and board members. I'm Chad Meredith with Hudson Jones, Jarrick & Fisher in Rehoboth Beach. Here on behalf of the applicant, Eileen Mikowski. Also with me is Susan Cazala, who is a local realtor. She will be called up as a witness here shortly. I don't know if you want to have her take her affirmation at this point or when she comes up. It's up to you.
Do you want to do it? No.
Let's do it now.
Let's do it now, please. And you say the applicant's not here?
She is not here. She's elderly and lives in Wilmington. Travels.
And do you have anything from her that where you can?
I've been hired as her attorney.
This is her attorney. Mr. Sharp, do you want to?
Well, if we do have a witness here who may be able to affirm whatever testimony Mr. Meredith
has. Right, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Susan Cazala, 35547 Betsy Ross Boulevard in Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Can you spell your last name for me?
K-N-E-Z-A-L-A.
Okay, so as Mr. Lank said, the property is located at 109 Texas Avenue. It's lots 29 and 31, Block L of the North Shores section of Broadkill Beach. I think that the plot was recorded in 69. It's at plot book 8, page 89. That was recorded in 69. There is an engineer's approval dated of 1961 on that plot. So these lots were plotted out some time ago. I've visited the property personally. I've got photographs and Google Map printouts if those will be helpful at any point. And that very well may be the case. If so, I'll pass them around. So like I mentioned, I've visited the property. I'll just sort of present the facts and the conditions and the situation there. And then I'll ask Ms. Cazala a few questions. And just a short tracing of the title, the current owner, again, is Eileen Mikowski, the applicant, who, along with her late husband, Joseph, acquired the property from Jenny H.J. Layton. These were two separate deeds. The first was done in 1965. That was for lot 31. That's recorded in deed book 59832. And lot 29 was then acquired in 1966. By deed recorded in deed book 608, page 169. Both of these deeds, again, were in the late 60s, but before zoning code. They did, however, contain a set of restrictions for North Shores development, which included lot setbacks, and the front yard at that time was to be 10 feet. In the application, I think I put a building date of 1971. The assessment card says that it was 3 years old at the time of the assessment. However, surprisingly enough, Ms. Mikowski sent us some old bills that she had from J.E. Wilkerson, electrical service and contractor, which reference Reflin wiring and finishing the house for fixture wiring. Both of these are dated September 2nd of 1966 and September 9th of 1966. There's also an application. I believe I didn't make a copy of it, but I do have it in the file. There's also an application for Delaware Electric Co-op, which was done in 66. So I think quite possibly this house was built before 1969. However, we'll just proceed with the variance. I don't know that that's going to count for you guys to sort of grandfather it in. Again, what we're requesting is, I believe that there was a survey put in with the application. Sorry, let me just pull that up real quick. And you'll see at the front of the house, there's a small deck that's located about 14.9 feet from Texas Avenue. Texas Avenue is a very narrow road slash gravel. It almost looks like a driveway. So we need a little, I believe it's 10.1 feet to allow for the deck to remain where it is. The 30-foot yard front setback, you can have that 5-foot encroachment for a front porch. So we're just aiming at getting to the 25-foot front yard setback. And then a 5.2-foot variance for the front yard. You'll notice that front of the building is located 24.8 feet from the road. So again, assuming that this was built after zoning, we would need to take care of that as well. And in turning to the standards for relief under the county code, section 115.211, request for variance can't be granted unless the applicant can show, one, uniqueness. The property has unique circumstances and conditions. The home was very likely, as I mentioned, I think, built before zoning codes took effect. However, it was built in accordance to the setbacks included in the deed restrictions for North Shores Broadkill Beach. Also, the front porch was done sometime in the late 70s or 80s. I talked to Ms. Michkowski. This was kind of a handshake deal. There was a guy building a house down the street. She asked the builder if he would mind, or her husband asked if they wouldn't mind putting up a deck for them. He did that, built it, I don't think applied for a permit. It was, again, done on a handshake. However, in doing that, he did follow the building restrictions that were placed in the deed, the 10-foot that was placed in the deed. Two, the possibility, B, still of uniqueness. There's an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to the condition. There'd be great costs needed in order to move the home and porch back in order to comply with the front yard setback, with little to no benefit to neighboring properties. It's a fairly wooded lot. It's actually hard to see the home. It's a small driveway, gravel driveway, which is Texas Avenue. Again, it is really narrow, and it looks more like a driveway, actually. Possibility of development. The property is already developed. The variance is necessary in order to enable reasonable use of the property. Again, otherwise, the home will have to be picked up and relocated. Three, the difficulty was not created by the applicant. Neither the applicant nor her late husband constructed the home. The home was very likely constructed before zoning codes, and again, the porch was constructed by a builder on a handshake deal sometime in the late 70s or early 80s. The effect on the surroundings. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The immediate surroundings are all lots with plenty of trees. Other properties to the naked eye appear to be similarly situated. There's only, I think, two other houses on this street. It looks like an empty lot next door to them. And then there's one up on the corner and one next to them just beyond. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the condition and home already exist. They have for some time. They'll not affect similarly situated neighboring properties. And the extent of the variance represents the least modification possible. Again, this is the 5.2 variance for the front of the house and the 10.1 for the front of the front porch. That's the minimal that's needed in order to comply with a 30-foot front yard setback and the 5-foot encroachment allowance for a front porch. And the variance is necessary to afford relief, as the home has existed for quite some time, and even the porch addition has been there for 30 years or more. And again, I'll call Ms. Susan Cazala. Again, you did take an affirmation, so keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. And could you please state your occupation?
I'm a realtor with Long & Foster in Rehoboth Beach.
And how many years have you been engaged in that occupation?
3 years.
And how many in this, have all of those been in this local area?
Three years.
Are you familiar with the subject property and its surrounding area?
I'm very familiar. The property's for sale, and I'm the listing agent.
Okay. Are you familiar with the real estate market in that area and homes similar to Ms. Michkowski's?
I am.
Were you listening to statements of facts and record as I previously just testified to?
Yes.
And if I were to ask you to testify or confirm the statements, would you swear and or affirm to everything that I said?
Yes.
So you'd say that everything I said was a true and accurate statement mm-hmm. of the facts yes. and circumstances there? And then lastly, given your knowledge of the real estate market in that area, would you say that the home and the front porch, as they currently sit within the front yard setback, would negatively affect the values of neighboring homes?
No.
And that's all I have. Thank you, board members.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Records?
Yes, let me get this straight. You're saying that the house is nonconforming as far as your records are concerned that before 1969, is that correct?
I think that that's sort of questionable. There's the assessment card shows an age of 3 years. I think that those assessment cards were first done in 74. So that would put it at 71. However, I do have bills and invoices from electrical companies that place it at about 66, probably.
1966, somewhere yeah. in there, somewhere between
66 and 71.
Okay. Yeah. And also, we are saying that the deck was in violation. In other words, it's always been in violation. It never had a permit.
Yes, to my understanding, it...
70-something?
Yeah, late 70s or early 80s, it was put up.
You're looking for a violation variance, and you're looking for a non-conforming variance. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's all.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Questions.
Sure.
Yeah. You've referenced the porch. Is that what's shown on here is the deck?
Yes. If you'd like, I can give you a picture of the property. It's only about 10 feet deep. The survey doesn't show how long it is. I personally didn't measure it when I was there, but mm-hmm. it's not a very large deck.
Not further.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none? You're in opposition?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, you want to come forward, please, be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jamie O'Sullivan, the address where I live, or the property that mm-hmm. I own.
Whatever address you care to use.
I 102 Texas Avenue.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. If you can get rid of that. Sure.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi.
You're in opposition to this application.
I have concerns.
All right.
I had been involved with Texas Avenue for probably about 30 years. My parents had owned 104 and... 102 and 104 at some point with my husband, and at the current time I own 102. And I got the notice in the mail as everyone else did, I guess, that lives on the street. And so I went and looked to see what the situation was.
Uh-huh.
And when the attorney was saying that the road looks like a little driveway, part of that reason is because homeowners, especially this one, have like very large trees in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And without those, the road would be wider, and the deck is very close to the road. Like just the way it is, it's very narrow because of that. And also, I feel that.
Well, you know, we have a survey.
Yes.
Not a visual.
Right.
You're talking about visual trees being there.
Actually, big trees in
yeah.
the road.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
But I think that, you know, that they should be able to put, with the size lot they have, it seems like it would make sense to put, there's plenty of room to put a deck on the side or the back.
Okay.
You know.
Deck's already there, ma'am.
Pardon me?
Deck is there. They're not adding a deck.
Well, I was saying in place of that deck.
Oh, you mean take the deck down?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to remove that deck?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there are other, I mean, that's a very large property, and it wasn't built, like, from what he said, that they didn't have a permit, and they didn't have it inspected, and they just kind of plopped it in there.
Well, you know, that was built in 1974, in the 70s.
And that's okay.
And you were around there in the 70s? You lived there in the 70s?
I didn't live there, no.
Okay. So has this been an issue with you since you moved there, that their deck is?
I think as time's gone by, there's been a lot of changes in Broadkill, and a lot of them aren't good, and it seems like a lot of things are overlooked and kind of excused as pre-existing. I mean, I understand the part of their house, you know, being, you know, there and not, you know, moving it back or anything like that, but it just seems like the more people that you give allowances to for things that don't really conform, then it kind of diminishes the whole community.
Okay. So in other words, you would like to see the deck removed and relocated somewhere else. Is that mm-hmm. your?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else in there?
Let's see. I had.
Okay.
I think that's probably about it.
I have a.
All right.
Well, the other thing is, I do own that the property that I have, and I'm sure that I will be held to the very standards that exist, you know, here today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those standards existed from what he was saying back in the 70s and 80s when that deck was put on.
Mm-hmm. I think it was in 60, 71, 60.
I'm talking 66. About the deck that was right. just added without any approval from right. or inspections. I, you know, I'm not from this area, but I just wanted to weigh in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mills, you have a question? Just
yeah, I have a question
just
for her.
Mr. Mills.
So assuming that we would deny this and the deck not be allowed, the front of the house is 24.8 feet from the property line.
Mm-hmm.
So the front of the house would require a variance as well. So you would have us to require them to remove 5.2 feet of the front of the house?
No, I didn't. No. No, okay. That would be unreasonable.
Okay.
Just a deck.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be okay if you left them an area to have a, you know, like a stoop, you know, to be able to get in, or steps to be able to get into the house. But as far as having a large, you know, deck coming out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then with those trees were removed, it wouldn't seem, I'm trying to think of the word.
I don't think
the road even would seem wider.
Can
then
even
what
see
he
that
was thing? Saying, how it's, you know, a tiny little, you know, driveway, and I don't believe those roads really are.
Well, how far is this to your property? How does this affect your deck here? How does that affect you
the
from
deck?
Your property? Yeah.
It probably doesn't, you know, honestly, it probably doesn't affect me greatly.
Okay. So are you able to see it from your property?
If she didn't have giant trees in the road.
Okay. But all right then. Thank you. You answered my questions.
I have a question. Are there other decks in the area on other houses?
There's a porch.
By chance, do you have a deck on your property?
No, I have an unimproved property right now. The other house that my parents and husband had previously owned had like an enclosed
porch.
Mm-hmm. And a deck on the side.
Okay. So there are some other decks in there.
Yeah, and then across from the street of this particular place, a very large home is in the process of being built.
Those decks that exist in the community mm-hmm. close by, do you feel like they?
There's none that really stick out like that.
I'm sorry.
You know that there's not that I've seen on that road. Most of the houses, I think, are the ones coming out towards me are newer homes, I believe.
And do you feel like any of the the decks are a affect the essential character of that neighborhood in a negative way?
Of these new homes.
Of the new homes?
Of any of them.
Well, I think the homes there are in compliance as far as I could tell. I mean, I walked around. I didn't have a tape measure, but I walked and looked. And I mean, do you have, like, did he give you a Google map of that particular location?
But do you feel, if you hadn't been notified about this deck in this variance case, would you have felt that this deck somehow alters the character of the neighborhood of your property?
Probably not. I my father brought me up to very black and white, you know, and I just feel like rules should apply to all people equally.
Okay. Thank you.
And I know you try to make allowances and, you know, try to find a fine line and have people be able to have what they need to have under circumstances, but also to apply like what the zoning and laws are required at the same time. So I think you have, you know, kind of a difficult job, and I just wanted to just kind of weigh in and just say that I didn't think that having that deck out front was suitable when there's so much other property it could exist on.
All right, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Again, then, is there anyone else here in opposition to this application?
I want to ask a little question.
Sure. Sir, Mr. Meredith, you come back up, please. Mr. Burton?
Did you say the deck was built in 1971 or just got built?
So the house, again, the assessment card, I think, suggests it was built in 1971.
The house?
The house.
Okay.
The house has not changed, so you'll notice that the deck is there as part of an entrance. The door is elevated, so there had to be some sort of stoop or something in place prior. I can see if there was a sketch on the property card.
Do you know when the deck was built?
I don't. Again, Ms. Michkowski has been there since the 60s. It's her guesstimate it was sometime in the late 70s or 80s.
Okay, it's not just been recently built or anything like that.
There had to be something in place in order to get up to the door. I don't know how big the stoop may have been. There is a sketch of on the property card that's basically a 24 by 36 foot square. With a G piece shown at the front that's 12 by 36. So I don't know if that was a ground level patio, and maybe there were steps up. If you'd like, I'll give you a copy of that though. Again, I'm not sure what GP may have meant.
But this deck wasn't built 5-6 years ago.
No, sir.
Okay.
And we're not trying to expand it in any way. We're not trying to enclose it. It's been there for...
I asked that question. It's been there
it's
for
been
a while.
It's been there for a while.
Okay. How long has it been there, you feel?
30 years, I would say.
Okay. After she got done talking, I didn't know, it's a recent deck.
Yeah.
No, it's Ms. Michkowski's sort of recollection sometime in the 80s.
Okay.
That answered my question, too.
Yeah.
So they would have needed a permit in the 80s, but they didn't get one, so it's in violation because it's been found out now.
It's been found out from a recent survey. As Ms. Cazala mentioned, the house is on the market for sale. We had a prospective buyer, so we had a survey performed, and that's when these things come to light.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, then hearing no other questions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I feel that the applicant has shown us the standards for granting a variance based on the timing of the violations that he has presented to the board tonight. The house, of course, is non-conforming, and the deck has been there since the 1980s, and now. They want to sell the house, and they never had a CO for it. So I'm saying that I would like to make a motion that we approve 11,428. And based on the uniqueness of the property at that time, it is like 100-foot frontage, but that's still is in conjunction with what the presentation has been, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property at that time and also at this time. And an unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It's been there for 30 years. The variance will not alter a sense of character of the neighborhood. That has been stated that it would not. And also the request of the variance and the minimum that would afford relief. And the request of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Excuse me. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,428. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,428 is approved.